You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
Yep.
Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York.
Yep.
The ESPN New York app.
Yep.
Or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.
The number one pick in the NHL draft, but the minute can't seem to stump. Do something dumb, that's an observation. CLT make him need to run.
That's Lars Eller!
Call him every trash EMT for short. Wonder if we best once you peep the score. Up at the crack of dawn, top stories of the morning. While you're yawning, grab your coffee, rise and shine with 98.7. This is drop time. We provide highlights from your favorite teams. Got Dave and Rick making plenty of picks. It's Rule 76.
Well, I was all excited for the show today. It's a Tuesday morning. We got CMT. We got the full breakfast being provided. For some reason, Raymond is eating a bagel. I'm not sure why. Probably just to keep himself
alive. Because he slept here.
Probably just to keep himself alive.
Because he slept
right,
here.
Right.
He goes to me. He goes, I still haven't figured out how to sleep on this couch. It's the worst. It is the
but
worst
But it's his own fault, though, because we've offered numerous times, can we get you some kind of an inflatable? And he's like, no, I don't need it.
Dude, I would go, fine. Honestly, I would go sleeping bag on the floor. Instead of that couch. That couch is a problem. That thing stinks.
Stinks as
no, it doesn't
smells?
No, it's just it's too narrow.
Right.
Which is why I think you laid on your side all sexy-like, but that is not a good sleeping couch.
It's got great lumbar support, though, I'll tell you
yeah,
that.
Yeah, right. You got two options. You got a very skinny couch, or you have seats. You have seats from the stadium.
Well, I can't imagine the Yankee Stadium seats would be all that comfortable to sleep in.
Imagine if you walked in here and Raymond was passed out on those seats.
How would you sleep in those seats?
I don't know, but that would be, I mean, the man hasn't slept.
Listen, he's a warrior. I had one of the biggest moments of panic, like without being a life-changing moment of panic. Take down the West Side Highway, past the GW, I'm like, oh, where'd my phone go? Can't find my phone. Phone gone. So now, I mean, think about this. I look to find a spot on the street, I'm like, you know, I really can't find a spot on the street because I won't remember the code to put into the meter at 9 o'clock because I don't have my phone to put it in and save it. Then I park in the lot. I'm walking here. I'm like, do I have to speed up? Do I have to slow down? I don't know what time it is. So I'm totally lost without my phone. And then I have the idea of what happens if the thing is gone.
Yeah, but why would it be gone though?
Why would I not have it on me? I never don't have it
on me.
It
woke you up, right?
It woke me up.
Okay. So you went
out of a slumber.
Right.
I was fast asleep.
From your bed to the car. And you realize you didn't have it in the car, so where would it go?
That was my thought.
Right.
But it's so easy for you to say.
No, it's not easy. This affects the show. This has a direct impact on the show.
Emails can't get to them
today. Because God forbid you know how to get into the computer with the emails.
Don't know how to do that.
No chance.
So then I have the moment of I walk in, RJ, can I use your phone? Call home. Sherry answers the phone.
You didn't even say hello.
Because
hi.
She didn't know who it was. Because it was RJ's number.
Well, you could have said, hey, it's me. Sorry
what did
to wake,
I say?
Sorry to wake you up. Where's my phone?
There's no way I said, where's my...
RJ, what did he say? Do you see my phone?
Okay, I might have said, do you see my phone? Is my phone anywhere? I didn't say, where's my phone?
Well, if she didn't know who it was, shouldn't you say, hey,
you know, we've
me.
Been married for 20 years in May. I'm pretty sure when I said, hey, where's my phone? She wasn't like, George Clooney? No, she knew it was me.
On RJ's phone.
Would you have been concerned? She's like, hey, RJ.
if she answered the phone,
RJ.
She's like, why are you calling now?
you know you're not supposed to call in the morning.
Isn't he there?
That would have set this whole day off the wrong way.
It's already off the wrong way. Could you imagine that, though? Is Raymond there?
And we got a big meeting today.
I don't know.
You don't take a backpack. You don't bring a computer. You don't bring a pen, notebook, nothing.
Pen?
Yeah.
Who needs a backpack? I don't need a backpack.
All you need to do
I
is
have everything
bring
in
your
my
phone.
Everything is in my phone.
And no phone.
No phone. Now I wonder that I'm going to get important texts this morning. I won't be able to get to them.
Right.
Emails, can't get to them.
What she said to Sherry, she goes, did she like ask if you're right? Well, unless you deliver it to me.
Well, no, she goes, well, what do you want me to do with it? Do you want me just to keep it here? I'm like, well, unless you can transport it over to me now. Yeah, just plug it in. When I get home, I'll I'll capture that baby.
Maybe if she had some mushrooms, she could teleport it like you to the bathroom.
Good idea. Well, I guess good news is it doesn't seem like she's having an affair with RJ.
Solid.
Great. Great RJ, news. You can confirm that, right? I wouldn't think that you would do something like that to me.
No, never. Never, never. I mean, I'm not nearly as handsome as you anyway, so.
No, I think you're more handsome than me. How about if she, here's a question for you. At the next get-together, like, you know, function that we all wives, everything. I don't know what it'll be, but everybody's there. If Sherry hit on you, would you tell me? Or would you just tell the guys? Or would you tell Ange? Or would you tell nobody?
I'd probably just save it for air and just let
yes.
you know right here.
See, that's good content yeah. right there.
Okay, Dave. Boy, you thought you had a good time. You'll never know what happened.
Yeah, Sherry was rubbing her hand on my inner thigh. Like that kind of thing? You would save that for air?
I think I'd have to.
No. But in actuality, do you tell me that, or do you just bury it, hoping it was a one-off, or how do you handle that?
No, I get when not that anything like that's ever happened, and it never will. But in this world where we're living in right now, when I know something that affects people close to me,
yeah.
it gives me severe anxiety when I'm the only one that knows. So I would have to bring in everybody, be like a team huddle.
So you would bring in the guys?
I'd be like, here's what happened.
Ray, listen, here's
Wednesday something. Meeting. Could be a topic at the Wednesday meeting.
It really could.
John, before everyone goes.
I want to let you know that Sherry was aggressively hitting on me at the...
Have you seen the movie Multiplicity?
With Michael Keaton?
Yeah.
Yes.
When the clone of the clone was like, she touched my peppy, Steve. That would be RJ on Wednesday.
All right. So the good news is RJ's not having an affair with Sherry, or so it seems.
Yep, okay.
That's good news. Phone not here with me today. And it is safe at home.
That's bad news, but okay.
It is bad news.
But you're fine. You'll get through it.
Well, you know what the good news is, though? Real good news.
Knicks win.
Yep. I actually made the first half live, and then the rest this morning. Magnificent victory. And you know why it was so special? Because I went into that game, and then you learn late afternoon, OG's going to be out. Now, you have feelings on that. We'll get into that certainly this morning. There's no way they're going to win the game. In my estimation, going into that game, that was a complete house money game. To find a way to win that game is exceptional. How good was McBride, Hartenstein, Brunson as always? What a hard-fought game. Never trailed. Unbelievable victory for the Knicks last night.
Yeah, unbelievable. I mean, great start to this road trip, too. The OG news does concern you. I guess you're happy that he's back in New York. MRI came back clean.
Yeah, but the fact that he had to undergo an MRI is
right,
a concern.
Right, but again, this is one of those kind of mental hurdles you get through, right? I remember when I was in Germany during the lockout, I had that... I was coming off of the hernia surgery, and I made a move, and I was like, oh no. And I felt like I ripped through the surgery, but it was just kind of like the progression through, the things that you deal with once you're post-surgery, kind of like the scar tissue and everything else, and everything was fine, and, eventually it felt better. So hopefully that's the same case here with OG. But, I mean, to go into Golden State, who's not good at home, by the way. Like, that was one thing we didn't talk about yesterday. They're not a good team at home.
Right.
They're a game under 500 at home. And to get out to the early lead, 18-4 lead, I mean, Golden State was scoreless for almost the first 4 minutes of that game.
Well, it's pathetic. And the Knicks led, what, 18-4 from the jump?
Yeah. Yeah, never trailed. And on top of that, I mean, what they did to Steph in the fourth quarter, he had 5 points in the fourth quarter. You mentioned, I mean, some of the names that stepped up. Josh Hart played 48 minutes again. Ducey, 47. Most career points in a game, most made threes in a game.
He was awesome last night.
Bench stunk, but that's fine. But listen, Bogdanovich is not worked out so far.
And Burks has not worked out either.
No. But give those guys credit, man. And especially, like, Jalen does what Jalen does. I mean, he's freaking awesome. But for the other guys to step up, and I was listening to some of the post game this morning and just talking about, and I think it's a big deal with Tibbs, is, Deuce feels like Tibbs and the team trust him now. And what that's done for him. And you can see the confidence he's playing with.
Oh, what, he scored 29 last night?
Yeah, 29. Yeah, had a big first half, too. I think he had 19 in the first half.
I mean, from the time I was watching, he must have had at least four threes in the first half.
Yeah, 19, 11 in the first quarter, 19 in the first half. So to go on the road, I mean, to lose OG, first of all, who, I mean, he's in the lineup, you pretty much don't lose.
You know what the amazing thing is? If they lose a guy, it doesn't impact it. Not that it doesn't on the court, but it's just like they have the same mindset. We're going to go out there. We're going to scrap and fight and give everything we have. You saw it the night Brunson went down, which is an amazing win. OG not playing last night, come out, give that performance. Sensational from the Knicks.
Yeah, well, it just shows. I mean, it's like if you were to describe this team in one word, I think you would say resilient.
Very much so.
Right? I mean, you don't ever question their effort. They're going to work hard even in losses. You never question their effort. And, you know, it'd be very easy on a road trip like this after you win the first two, you lose OG. I mean, you're playing a pretty good Golden State team. Like, yeah, you know, maybe this isn't the night, but it doesn't affect them. And they came right out of the gate, never trailed. It's just, if you don't like this team, and Raymond actually said this in his stupor this morning, because you'll get phone, I'm sure we'll get phone calls today. Like, I was even reading an article that, you know, part of the reason why they're shutting down OG is because they don't trust Tibbs with him. You know, protect,
well, that's not
protect
great.
OG from Tibbs.
Right.
But, I mean, he said it, though. Like, this starts up top. If you don't, if you love this team, you can't not love Tibbs. Because he's the one that sets the tone for the team.
I love this team. And whose idea was it to start McBride last night? Right? I
mean, it was Tibbs.
That was Tibbs. Puts him in the lineup, gives you an elite performance. Watch every rebound. Watch every single rebound during the course of a game. They might not get it. They are after it hard. They are deflecting it. Second chances, third chances. You're right. If you don't, and how many times now this year is, well, that might have been the win of the season. Well, that might have been the win of the season. Well, this might have been the win of the season. Well, you know what? Last night might have been the win of the season. There's probably five of those. I mean, it's amazing at how great they look and how resilient they are. It's a little concerning with the injuries as well. On the other hand, like, if OG was fine or OG played and they won, like, you'd be ecstatic. You do have in the back, at least I do, like, oh, God, now him and Randall and the legitimate injuries. Right. And I saw the Mark Berman tweet last night.
No real timetable on Julius.
These guys are not going to be healthy the entirety of the season, which is a little upsetting. But as far as what whoever's out there gives to you, you can't ask for more than that.
No, I mean, because that's the expectation now. Like, and I know people are sick of hearing it, like the whole culture thing, but this is what it looks like. Like, I've said this the entire time with this team because it's like, oh, when are we going to get the superstar? We need the superstar. Well, Miami does a pretty damn good job without that superstar. Like, no, Jimmy Butler turns into a superstar in the postseason, but they have a style of basketball. They've embraced it, Heat culture. Like, this is what, when you play for the Heat, this is what the expectation is. And you're seeing that with this Knicks team. Doesn't matter who it is. When you're in this lineup, there's a certain expectation, and this is how you're going to play. And these guys have stepped up. I mean, Hart, another triple-double. Played every minute of the game last night. Like, this is just
a warrior.
It's what we do.
But you know, all the time things happen and it upsets me. Like, you just don't understand. You're like, you don't understand what goes through the athlete's mind and how they chase the money or how winning and losing is not that important to them. Well, you know what? This is exactly what I want for my teams. Where they want to be out there. They want to give you 48 minutes. They want to get there early. They want to rebound. They want to scrap. They want to fight. This is exactly what I'm looking
for.
You
know what the beauty of this whole thing is, though, too? And how attractive this would be to a superstar? When you have this many guys on a team, it's essentially...
I mean, they're all bought in.
No, it's essentially everyone on the team is they do all the things that you as a superstar don't necessarily want to do every night. They all do it. And that's the beauty of Jalen Brunson. He does it.
That's
and
what
he's
I was
the superstar.
You're 100% right. All the dirty work, but the star is not afraid to do the dirty work. So
it's the best definition of like a Sidney Crosby, and there was always that question as to how come Sidney Crosby was winning Stanley Cups and Ovechkin hadn't yet until Barry Trotz kind of taught Ovechkin like what it takes. Sidney Crosby was always described as he is a superstar grinder. Like, he'll do all the things that a fourth liner do, but he's a superstar talent.
Right.
And his teammates see that, and they feed off that. If the best player on our team's going to do it, we have to do it, and that's what Jalen does, and that's why Woj last night was talking about this being the most influential free agent signing since a LeBron or a Durant. That's how people around the league look at what Jalen Brunson has done to this Knicks team.
It's phenomenal. I mean, he is phenomenal. This team is phenomenal. They're so easy to root for. They give you, I mean, all you ask, right? And I think New York is more than most places, but I think most places, all I ask, me personally, and I'm a big fan of all my teams, is go out there and give me everything you have. That's it. That's all. I mean, what more can I ask for?
I mean, if this is what pisses me off about this town, though, sometimes, is we have so many opportunities, and I probably didn't take advantage of it either, but I didn't play on the Knicks or the Yankees or the Rangers. You have so many opportunities to look around and see what the fans want, good or bad, right? Like, you saw, like, the idea that Julius Randle would do what he did after watching what Francisco Lindor and Javi Baez did,
right,
and go, let me try that, because that worked out so well for those guys. It's like, look at Matt Rempe. The guy's not a super talented guy. He gets out there in the stadium series, steps up to the plate against Matt Martin, and everyone falls in love with
him. They were chanting his name the other night.
They still
didn't play it.
He's a cult hero now.
Yeah.
Because he just shows up and does what you expect him to do, and he works hard, and that's all people want. And on top of that, with this Knicks team, you got all that stuff, And they just keep winning.
From superchargers, exhaust kits, and more, eBay Motors has over 122 million parts to keep your ride or die alive. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to bring home that win. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. There was major concern last night. With who, you ask?
With who?
Raymond.
Raymond Santiago?
I got numerous emails, numerous tweets. Is Raymond okay?
Really?
Apparently, and Raymond probably knows that this happened, a little after 8 o'clock, Raymond started tweeting gobbledygook.
Oh, I did see that.
Like, so
it was like a Cam Newton-esque.
The thought was either Raymond is currently in the process of a stroke and reaching out for help, or he's like tweeting from his pocket.
Right.
Raymond, what happened?
Yeah, it was definitely the latter.
Yeah.
Had the phone in my pocket, not locked, and I was running back and forth between studios getting ready, A, for the Knicks game, and B, for the alternate broadcast that I've been doing for a little bit.
So you were doing back and forth
so
running.
So you had Twitter open, unlocked in your phone, and then all hell broke loose.
I guess that's what happened, yeah.
Yeah. I saw the tweets. It was like,
I saw that.
Yeah.
There was a lot going on there. And then, you know, I once I'm settling down waiting for Steve Kerr and Tom Thibodeau to start speaking, I look down at my phone and I see all these notifications like, uh-oh, something happened.
What would you say, more concerned about Raymond or John Winthrop with Kate Middleton?
John's fully invested.
He's obsessed with it.
Obsessed. How about yesterday he comes and he goes, I'm not sure if I wasn't listening to the whole show, so I'm not sure if you guys mentioned this or talked about it. This whole Kate Middleton thing, I'm like, why during the course of yesterday's show? Because we're a very sports-centric
very
show.
Very sports-centric. And we try to really stay within the sports realm.
But no going off the rails. We're like, right with sports.
Right.
That we would talk about that.
I don't know. And then it's like, you know, Danny Hurley is going to be on the K-Show today. You mean like oh, I mentioned that twice. Have you promoted the pregame party that you guys are going to have, you know, at Publix?
Yeah, and right.
Yes, John also did that twice. You know what? He's singularly focused on Kate Middleton.
That's it.
And is she well? Is she okay? What's going on with that? It is an interesting, weird story.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere, Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
Maybe we put Sherry in charge of the app.
Since
we can get, get in touch with her whenever we need it.
That's right.
You pick up the phone, first ring, boom, answers it.
Which is pretty amazing at 5:50.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I mean, she's attentive. She went downstairs, found the phone.
Don't have to identify yourself or anything.
Right. Doesn't matter.
Because
maybe
she knows my voice,
her on
right?
Charge of it.
She knows my voice. I say,
I'm
hey.
I'm RJ's phone. No hesitation.
So you think that she's having an affair with RJ? Is that what you're saying?
That's not what I said at all.
Well, what are you saying?
I'm talking about your lack of...
So what did you want me to say? Like, hi, it's me. How are you? What's going on? Oh, really?
I don't
what time
know.
Is Ben going to wake up?
That seems human. Yeah.
Okay, I didn't have a lot of time, and I was in a near panic because I didn't have my phone.
panic
I will
seems
say,
a bit strong.
Here's, okay, here's what makes this whole thing special.
No, I was very distressed that I didn't have my phone. You can make fun of it all you want.
Here's what makes this whole thing special, in my opinion, because I've been with Cassie forever. She knows my voice, but to call from a number she doesn't recognize at 5:50 in the morning, she would be so discombobulated that it would take her a minute.
Well, I heard in her voice, I heard her like, hello?
But then she heard the voice and she was good.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would have been like, why are you calling me at 5:50?
She doesn't have RJ's number saved, so she has no idea.
She had no idea who it was. In fact, I'm impressed she answered it.
Imagine this picture pops up.
Honestly, if RJ talked to Sherry, if you call her, I wouldn't
mind.
Or
like he dialed, Sherry's number popped up on his phone. It was like a sexy.
Could you imagine that?
It's an unrecognized number with a strange area code that you're not used to.
Well, it's not a strange area code, though.
RJ doesn't have a local area code.
Do you not, RJ?
No, 585.
Oh, yeah, that's odd.
I'll never change, ever.
Because when she gets those, spam callers, she'll never, ever answer them, ever. So I'm surprised she answered this.
You kind of got lucky. Well, she probably figured it was something to do with you.
Well, and also, I don't think those spam callers call at 5-something in the morning, right?
You never know.
So, yeah. I mean, listen, you can beat me up over not having great salutations. Like, how are you? Good. Did you go back to bed when I left? Like, no, but who needs that? I was a finite time, and I wanted to know. Can you imagine that? So what are you wearing?
Yeah. Get a little phone stuff going on.
Really?
Man.
How would that have gone?
I'm in
the room with the three of you guys.
No, you leave.
I leave.
There's no one else here.
RJ, how would you feel if I started that on your phone in another room?
You know what would be tough about it?
What?
People on the app wouldn't hear. I need the people on the app to hear. So if you're going to do it, wait till the app's back up, and then we'll get you. We'll dial her up here on the hotline.
Ooh.
No. I'm not doing it live.
It'll be a segment.
Yeah.
Really?
See what you're made of.
We throw you a few bucks. We get it sold.
That would never happen.
Big meeting today.
Big meeting with the full marketing department.
Maybe we sell it.
How about this? We have a big meeting today, and guess what we have tomorrow? Another big meeting.
I'm telling you right now, if we don't hammer out this billboard today, it's never happening. There's no chance.
I'm ready.
I know you're ready.
I'm ready.
It's not on you.
But this idea now that why don't we do it at the beach bash?
What does that mean though?
I don't know.
What are you
going
to do at the beach bash? Walk come on in a bikini?
No, I'm not walking naked in front of 50 people at the beach bash.
That's not what we're doing.
I'll do it in front of the people that are shooting it, and then it goes up on the billboard.
Right.
That's what was agreed upon.
There was a bet made.
Right.
You lost, and that's what the bet will be.
Right.
Come prancing out. I'm not going to let you do that.
No.
I have too much respect for you.
No, and I wouldn't do that, and I can't even believe that's something that could be on the table. Keep this in mind, by the way, we're told. Keep it in mind that this could be.
Why would we do it at the beach bash? If anything, we do it at our own show. I'd have you walk out publicans in something skimpy.
May 2nd.
If we did that.
That would be nice. Speaking of publicans, the DNR pregame party, you know where it is? It's back. We're heading out to publicans again in Manhasset, Long Island, Thursday, May the 2nd. Then riding the LIRR straight to Citi Field for the second annual pregame party ahead of Mets Cubs before we go into the game at 1:10. Then we sit in section 129. So if you want to sit with us, around us, hang out with us, buy your seats in section 129. That's Thursday, May the 2nd, publicans again in Manhasset, and then right to Citi Field. We'll see you there. How's the breakfast taking place today?
I'm just going to need an order.
Okay.
And then normal time, go down.
Beautiful.
And get it done.
Beautiful.
I kind of already know what you want.
I'm going to go egg whites and bacon burned to a crisp.
Right.
Is what I'd like.
That's what I tell them.
Raymond, do you know what you're going to order for the breakfast?
I'll probably just get what Rick got last time. The
bacon, egg, and cheese?
Yeah.
That's nice. RJ, are you getting two breakfasts or just one?
I'll
get you three if you want.
So I don't. I actually have an offer, though, because I still owe the two of you breakfasts.
No.
Well, no. Well, it would not affect
you. You're not paying for my breakfast.
No, he owes
me my breakfast today.
It would not affect you, David.
I'm buying you breakfast.
All right.
I deserve it because the Islanders stunk.
It's not really your fault.
Well, he backed him.
Yeah, I backed him.
You did.
Yeah.
So now he pays the piper.
It's like the guy that stands behind you at the blackjack table. What's the bet on your bet?
Oh, I wouldn't let that happen.
Smoking a cigarette right in your face.
Ugh.
It's the worst.
That is the worst.
I had a guy that sat behind me. I was so mad for like a good 45 minutes. And I don't know what to do.
What do you mean sat behind?
No, he stayed
right behind you?
He stood right behind me.
And he put money on your
Every
bets?
Time.
And you were probably winning then, right? If you
right.
kept doing
and
it.
And I couldn't lose, so I'm not going to tell
him. Was he
tipping you? Eventually, yeah, but I couldn't lose, so I'm not going to tell him to stop. But he was smoking the entire time, just right in my face.
I actually go to the non-smoking table.
But I don't want to mess up the mojo.
Right.
I can't leave.
I agree.
So just
at least he's
out.
Not one of these people. It's like 16 against a 5. Yeah, I'll hit.
It's my dad. It's my money.
Like, beer off.
I would want to tackle him by the waist. I mean, I would.
I kicked him right off the table.
So angry at people.
He goes, why
like
are you mad? I'm like, because you're messing the whole table up.
The whole table up. Or the people that seems like money's a non-issue for them, and they sit down with like wads are falling all over the place. It's like, yeah, I'll split the tab. Let's split the tab.
Split them.
No, you jackwagon. That's not how you play. All right, now you're getting me upset. I don't like this. Let's go to Henry in the Bronx. Hi, Henry. You're on 98.7 ESPN.
Good morning, boys. How you guys doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. I'm great. Thank you for asking. Listen, shout out to the company, first of all. Listen, boys, I don't know about you guys, but this Knicks team is giving me a lot of Chicago Bulls vibes with Derrick Rose and, you know, earlier when Thibodeau was there and stuff like that. They're just giving me that vibe. I think for them to, like, compete the way that they were competing, they're still, like, maybe a year or two away. Maybe. And I know.
But I don't know that that's true. I mean, the what was the upside of those Bulls teams? They went Eastern Conference Finals one time?
Yeah, I know. But I'm talking about, like, camaraderie-wise. Like, you know, you can tell, like, that team was, like, all in with each other. That's in that aspect.
And you, now, and you don't. Hang on a second, Henry. You don't feel like that with this current incarnation of the Knicks?
No, I do. No, I'm saying I do feel like that. That's exactly what that's my point, is that I'm saying that this team is giving me that vibe. Like,
okay.
They're giving me that.
I thought you were saying, maybe I'm misconstruing what you're saying. I thought you were saying they're a year or two away from being what that team was, that Bulls team was.
No. They're giving me that vibe currently, right now. Now, my thing is that I feel like if you bring a star here, it's kind of going to mess it up. Now, Dave, you're one of the biggest Knicks fans that I know. It's you and probably my brother. So I'm going to give you five names. Out of these five names, which one would you like more? Now, there's probably two of them that's going to be a long shot.
I'd like Rick to be able to play this game as well.
Oh, Rick, I'm so sorry.
I'm not as big
Rick,
a Knicks fan as you, apparently.
I think that's fair.
Oh. No, Rick, I'm sorry, what? Rick. I go back with you with Han.
Yep.
Trust me. I apologize.
All right, so
I would say this, Henry, that I do love the Knicks, but I don't consider myself the biggest Knicks fan. But I do love them. Go ahead.
But I'm saying you're one of the biggest Knicks fans that I know,
okay,
personally.
Like, who can argue
as
that?
As much as I hear you. Oh, yeah, exactly. All right. So I'm going to give you five names.
All right.
I'm going to give you Karl Anthony Towns.
Yep.
Anthony Edwards.
Oh, come on. You're not going to get Anthony
Edwards. Hold on.
Okay.
All right.
Dunk last
Rick,
night?
Hold on.
Go ahead.
Bradley Beal, Devin Booker.
No.
Booker.
Kevin Durant.
Booker.
Booker. Booker followed Booker. By Anthony Edwards.
All right,
Edwards.
You got. Okay. All right. I just wanted to ask you guys, because I'm pretty sure that team is going to get broken up. The way they play, that team is definitely getting broken up.
Actually,
now,
I think KD.
The reason why I mentioned Anthony Edwards is because you can see him getting upset maybe too.
Yeah, but that's
it's
his
possible.
Team now.
One of those guys.
But he is the alpha on a team that's right. Got one of the best records in
if
basketball.
If they're going to move someone, they're going to move Karl Anthony Towns. That's his team. That's Anthony Edwards' team.
How about Ty with a tweet yesterday? He says something to the effect of, what a waste of Kevin Durant's talents this is. Kevin Durant demanded out of Brooklyn.
Right.
And wanted to wind up in Phoenix.
It just hasn't worked. Kevin Durant here next year, you're not getting Booker. I would love Booker. I mean, that's pie in the sky.
So for me, of that list you just gave
Booker's
me. Booker one, Anthony Edwards two, Beal five.
Right. But I mean, just as far as what do you think is possible? I don't want Beal. I don't think Booker's.
I don't think Booker's
possible. I think the two names that you would say like are most likely
Durant
and Karl Anthony Towns. Give me Durant. The next 2 years with Durant.
Could you imagine that?
Oof.
You put Durant on this team?
Yeah.
Brunson, DiVincenzo, OG, Hartenstein. Oh boy.
I think to his earlier point though, the only thing, I mean the real big concern now, it's not team camaraderie or fit. Like OG missed how many games? He steps back on the court and it's like didn't skip a beat.
No, it's great.
Right?
But
it's just the health. It's the health stuff.
But you know what? At some point, this is going to be the narrative. We can break and come back and get to it. Josh Hart's, you know, giving you everything he has, 48 minutes, and OG can't find a way to go out and play. I'm not saying we're there yet.
Well,
but
he's also coming back from surgery.
I understand it, but I'm telling you that this team, they push and they play, and OG doesn't feel like he's that guy.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and The Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Looking for more access to the show?
Why? Because you know why.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
I mean, you like a gentleman. You're paying off your debt today. You're taking everyone's order. RJ, what do you want?
I'll have a, I'll go with a plain bagel.
Yeah, with just butter.
I mean, how boring are we, RJ? You have everything at your disposal, and all you're getting for a victory, Rangers beating the Islanders, is just a plain bagel?
Well, you just said it, though. I'm a passenger here. I'm not trying to run up the
That's not what tab. He said. He actually made a sexual analogy.
That's right.
That wasn't very nice.
It really wasn't.
But it was a good analogy.
Very good.
Yes.
Listen, I don't even know why I'm a part of this. I feel very guilty even.
No, because what we do is we incorporate you guys into everything that, in fact, we do.
Yeah, but it wasn't necessary here.
But then you guys also win.
My team's not involved.
Doesn't matter. This is your team.
By the way, speaking of yours, how about his team last night again? Who is the first one to say, look out for the Sabres? Who is that, RJ?
They were in 13th at the time.
Yeah, and now where are they?
They were 12 points out. You were mocking me.
And now, no, I was not mocking you. I said, I feel a run coming. And he's like, yeah, sure, run coming. And now look at us.
I mean,
Now look at us.
They're doing just enough to mess it up for somebody. I mean, who's in there now? The Caps? And the Caps are 8 now.
Right now, it's Tampa is the top wild card, followed by Washington, who's 75 points, then Detroit is 74, and then the Islanders 73. Buffalo right behind the Islanders at 71.
Yeah. Could I suggest to you a little thing?
Yeah.
By the way, your schedule next 5 games.
Brutal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't want to play Tampa in the first round.
No?
No.
Well, and what do you mean suggest something
I
for
would
me?
Suggest to make sure that you, I mean, if, let's get that second wild card, you probably not want to see Tampa in round one.
Well, what, I mean, so right now, that's who the Rangers would see.
I know.
So what am I supposed to do?
Just let you know.
So
that
I should root for Tampa to lose games and drop to the 8th spot, or I should I mean, Tampa's not going to catch.
Just win.
They're not going to catch Toronto.
Just win.
So Tampa is going to be a wild card. If Tampa gets in, that's how they're going to get in.
Correct.
So you say, just win. We just win. We wind up with the 2, potentially. We're seeing that top wild card. There's nothing you can do about it.
Not going to be a fun matchup.
You would pick Tampa to beat the Rangers?
I don't know if I would pick Tampa to beat the Rangers, but that would be a tough matchup.
By the way, great news on Ryan Lindgren.
Great news.
Great news.
Yep.
He will be back.
Yeah, I think it definitely looked like it hurt. It probably freaked him out, too.
Well, freak me out.
When you hyperextend your knee back like that. And the force. Doesn't feel good.
Yeah, it's the second time Raymond has said that's the season.
Well, maybe
this
he's doing
done.
It on purpose, though. Did it
what?
The first time. Brunson was fine. Maybe that's like in his mind, he's like, maybe if I expect the worst, season's over, then I'll get good news.
Raymond, when are we going to have an official designation for him, whether he's going to go on regular IR or long-term IR? When do we find that out? Today?
Lavi speaks this morning, so we'll probably get more clarification on that.
Nice. Later. But he will be back, which is huge news. But your Islanders are not in such great shape anymore.
No, not in great shape at all.
I got to root for your Islanders tonight.
Yeah, well, it's nice.
Can you go out there and get a win?
You're getting a free breakfast because of it.
I can't help that they're not at the same level as the Rangers. I mean, it's your own fault.
It's not my own fault.
Of course it's your
I'm
own fault.
Back my team.
Why would you gamble on something that you had a less than 50% chance to
win? Because I believe my guys.
How's that panning out for you?
Hasn't.
I mean, RJ's getting a bagel. Raymond, are you getting something with eggs? Please tell me you're getting something with eggs.
I just said I was going to
bacon,
bacon
egg, and cheese. He loves it.
Good.
Raymond. It's on a nice roll, like John. Doesn't like the brioche. It's a nice roll.
Would you say that John, more bizarre, me or John?
John. Yeah. I think you're, I mean, that's different. He's more bizarre. You're more, I think, troubled.
He attacked your movie prowess yesterday as well. So, I mean,
him and Rucco.
It started with sports.
You know what? I'm against John and Rucco. I feel pretty good in my position.
I know. It started with sports. Now it's branching out to movies. I think he's just trying to, I don't think he's trying. I think he's asserting his dominance.
Because they believe, which is might be the worst take I've ever heard, that La La Land, unbelievably great movie.
They love it.
Have you seen that movie?
I have.
And?
I thought it was good.
You liked it?
Yeah, I liked it. I mean, it's not one of my favorite movies.
I could not stand it.
Yeah, I wasn't. No, I didn't have that kind of reaction to it.
Did you have their reaction though?
No, but I also don't travel around with Pitch Perfect in my suitcase. Right? Like, it's not like, hey, guys, you go for dinner on the road trip. I'm going to watch Pitch Perfect again.
I'll meet you at the restaurant later.
I'm going to take in another scene. No, room service and some Pitch Perfect in it. No. I'm not doing that.
Right. No.
I thought that was fine.
Stamatis in Astoria. Hi, Stamatis.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. How are you today?
Well, you know what? After that late night Knicks win, we're great.
Well, you know me, man. I'm loving the Knicks. I'm loving what they're doing. And I tell you, you know, I was listening to what you guys were talking about earlier about the culture and stuff, right? So I'm going to just mention, like, I remember back in the day when the Knicks traded for Marbury, the back page of the newspaper said the prodigal son, spelled S-U-N, because they got him from Phoenix. And I remember I thought that was the moment in time where our culture was going to change. Obviously, it didn't work out that way. And then that headline stuck with me. And I'm thinking, like, I really think, like, right now, if you're going to use that headline, it's going to be for Brunson. Because he literally has been born into this culture. He's been a little baby running with the 99 Knicks. And, you know, Thibodeau was, you know, a young man back then when he was running around the court. And here we have it. You know, and it's almost like life's full circle, how it works, how Pat Riley left. And then he's torturing us for the past, you know, few decades. And now Pat Riley's culture is actually coming back to the next generation. You know what I mean? Like, because Thibodeau was a Pat Riley product, and Brunson grew up, you know, with his father in that same product.
I just can't believe, and thanks to the calls to Matt, I can't believe Brunson is this good.
I don't think the Knicks can believe he's this good.
I mean, he is a... What did RJ in the rundown? You put he's like 6th or 7th on the MVP odds list right now?
And he should be.
Oh, absolutely.
He should be.
I can't believe he's this good. Because we keep saying, you need a star, you need a star, you need a star. I'm not saying he is the finishing piece for this to try to win a championship, but he, make no doubt about it, he is a star.
You understand, too, like, I mean, as far as points per game on average, where he is in the NBA right now, too, right?
I mean, I know it's good. I don't know where we're at.
Well, how good?
Points per game.
Points per game.
5th?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
How about that?
Luka's averaging almost 35.
Oh, he's unbelievable. Durant's got to be up there.
Yeah. So it goes Luka, SGA, Giannis, Durant, and then Brunson.
Pretty good company.
Real good company.
I mean, Luka is a star among stars. Durant is one of the great all-time scorers in the history of the game. Shea is elite right now. One of the best players. Unheralded, but one of the best players. And who's the other one? And Giannis?
Giannis.
And then Brunson? That's pretty good company to have right now.
So how about KD right now is averaging almost 28. He's shooting 52.5%.
My God.
42% from 3.
And they're not very good.
Well, they haven't been together enough.
Well, this idea that those Bradley Beal was going to somehow put them over the top was kind of wild, no?
Dude, that's a pretty good 3. I mean, those three.
By name alone, it's a pretty good 3.
Well, I thought there was also going to be, like, I mean, he was in Washington, right? So it's like, you know, how much, you know, playing through stuff was he doing in Washington?
Right.
Now, real chance to win a championship with these two.
It's not gonna happen, though. There's no way that's a championship caliber basketball team.
The West playing right now is Dallas, Phoenix,
yep.
The Lakers, and Golden State. That's the play.
I know. It's wild. All teams well above 500. Like, Golden State as the 10. Is 35-32. The 10 in the East is 30-38.
Mm-hmm.
How much better is the West than the East?
Yeah, right. I'm just saying, look at the star power in the play-in.
Right. So in the play-in right now, you would have, how does it work? 9 plays 10, right?
No.
No, 7
plays 10, 8 plays 9.
What? No, 7 plays 8.
Yeah.
Oh, for the win. Yeah, the one win.
And then the loser plays.
Right.
Yes, that's right.
And the winner is
So doesn't 9 play 10, losers out?
Yeah, 9 yes. plays. Yeah. So 7 yeah. plays 8, winners in, 9 plays 10, losers out, and then the remaining two teams play, and that's the 8.
Right. So in like a Dallas or a Phoenix would have to win one game of 2, right? You jumped me, though.
Oh, I did, yeah.
You, I mean, I was like, mm-hmm. I think 9 plus, you're like, no. 7
no, you're right.
Yeah, you jumped me.
Yeah, yeah. 7, 8, just one
so
win.
So think about that now. Right now, you'd see 9, 10, you'd see LeBron, Anthony Davis against Steph Curry, Draymond Green, Klay Thompson. How, for one game.
One game.
A college basketball kind of one and done. How great would that be? And then you see Dallas with Luka and Kyrie.
And Kyrie.
Against Phoenix with, what, Durant, Bradley Beal.
Booker.
And then whoever loses the Lakers-Golden State, they're done. And then the winner of that game goes on to take on the loser of Dallas and Phoenix. You'll have more star power. That is something special.
It's a loaded plan.
In opposition to that, the East right now would be Indiana, who's got some star power against Atlanta, which is, well, I guess it wouldn't be. It would be Chicago and Atlanta, which does nothing for you. And then you got Indiana and Miami, which is a little for you. And then you have the loser of that game against the winner of Chicago and Atlanta. Not
the West.
Comparison.
No.
No. Let's go to Carl in Queens. Carl, good morning. You're on 98.7 ESPN.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, shout out to Ray for playing Tupac on, I think, the first rejoin. I think that was great. So the deuce was loose last night, man. I know we can't expect him to score 30, but that kind of 15-5 guy, he's there. And just a quick reminder, he guarded Steph Curry the entire night. What was he played 47 minutes the whole night he was guarding Steph. Quickly, about the game, we took control literally from the first bucket, and then they went on a 10-0 run, right? And then typical Jalen Brunson hits an and-one and kills that. And quickly about OG, Rick, they have to sit him against Denver now, right? I mean,
well, he's
and
out.
Bring him back.
He's in New York.
Yeah, Woj said he's not going
to
play the game.
He came back to New York for
a while. Yeah, okay, good. And then, Dave, you brought up the 3 seed yesterday. I'm thinking about the 2. Look at the schedule after Denver. It's like Brooklyn, Detroit. It's 4 games.
Hang on a moment, Carl. Here we go. The schedule moving forward. What month are we in? We're in March, right?
You want it? I got it.
I got it. So we're in Denver Thursday. Then, yep. And Carl, let's appreciate the phone call. No, I don't want you to talk over.
Wow, you just hung up on him.
I did. And then on Saturday, home to Brooklyn. Got to be a win. Monday, home to Detroit. Got to be a win. 27th, you go to Toronto. They're not very good. 29th, you go to San Antonio. They're not very good. Home to OKC. Tough game. At Miami. Home to Sacramento. At Chicago. At Milwaukee. At Chicago. At Boston. Home to Brooklyn. Home to Chicago. Stream is back up.
Stream is up. Nice.
Nice.
I think we were in the Knicks feed for a minute.
We were in the Knicks feed for a minute. So that's the remainder. I mean, you can actually see the end here.
Yeah, we're getting close.
I mean, you can see it.
I mean, they played 68 games. So we're
14 games
14
left.
Away.
So what do you think would give you the... Donovan Mitchell ad again, by the way.
I saw that.
Yeah. What do you think would give you the 3?
Well, you're 3 games back now.
You think 9-5?
No, I don't think 9-5.
You think you need better than 9-5?
Yeah.
But realistically, you could go better than 9-5. You're going to lose to Denver.
Well, I didn't say I was looking at the 2 spot. I said I was looking at the 3 spot.
Right, but I'm saying that's... I said, do you think 9-5 gets you the 3? I'm not looking at the 2.
Oh, no, I thought you said the 2. I thought you were going to what Carl said.
No, feels like it's... I mean, to pass both of those teams with 14 games left when you're, 2 and 3 games respectively behind them in the loss column feels like a pretty good number.
It does, but I mean, they're also dealing with injuries. I think a lot of it's going to come down to what happens with OG and what happens with Julius here as we get to the end of the season. I mean, time's ticking here.
Three of the last 4 games at Chicago, at Boston, tough. If Boston needs to play at all, they might not. Home to Brooklyn, home to Chicago. I mean, that's a pretty favorable 4-game stretch to end the season.
Yeah, don't undersell either, though, coming off the West Coast trip, too. You start marking down guaranteed wins here.
You should beat Brooklyn at home.
I understand you should. I understand you should. But again, I mean, coming off
of Detroit at home,
4-game West Coast trip, I mean, sometimes it takes a minute.
I understand. And listen, no one in their right mind thought they were going to win in Golden State. Very few thought they were going to win in Sacramento. So you're right. there's some, but again, and this is me and my own, you know, neuroses. I think you have it similar as well, is that the win in Sacramento, awesome. The win in Golden State, amazing. Love them, thrilled. If they lose at home to Detroit, it will be worse for me than the wins in those two cities would be.
Right, because you're like me. You hate losing more than you like winning.
I can't stand losing.
You understand the Celtics are 31-3 at home?
They were undefeated for, I think they were like 20-something and 0 at home for a while.
31-3 at home.
What's their overall record?
54-14.
I mean, 54-14. They're going to win well over 60 games this season. Well over 60 games this season.
I mean, that's it. They pretty much, I mean, 31-3 at home, man. Holy. How nice that would be. Pretty much never losing at home.
Yeah. I mean, out of every 10 games you play, you're pretty much winning 9 of them at home.
Well, we used to dread, like, you playing at home. Oh, no. We lose this game, we're going to get booed. You have to worry about that in Boston.
I think I've asked you this before. Would you take Boston or the field in the Eastern Conference right now? It's a good question.
It's a really good question. I mean, listen, odds-wise, it would make more sense for me to take the field. But I think it's Boston than everyone else.
Would it, though? I wonder what the odds are for Boston to go to the NBA Finals. I bet you it's not much beyond even money.
No, I think they have the best odds. But still, like, you give me the 7 other teams.
I'm giving you the 9 other teams, right? Or 7
when it gets down to it,
yep.
So, I mean, you, listen, you're the gambling guy.
I would say you would take the feel, but I think it's, like if I asked you that in the Western Conference, would you rather have this one team? You look at Denver as the best team in the West?
Yeah.
Would you take Denver the field? You clearly take the field.
Yeah.
But Boston is so good, and the East is so not great, that I think you would put some real time and thought into it.
Yeah, I would. I think it's a good question. I think it's a fair question. But just, I mean, haven't spent as much time as I have with you. Whenever you ask me those questions, I always feel like the, you know, D-Gen Dave thinks, I think like you, and I'm like, I should take the field probably.
You should take the field. Brett Michaels is coming to PNC Bank Arts Center on Friday, August the 30th. And ESPN New York has your chance to score tickets. Enter to win at ESPNNewYork.com or on the ESPN New York app. Scroll down to contests and submit your entry. Brought to you by Live Nation. Tickets on sale right now at Ticketmaster.com. You do realize that we have CMT today.
I do realize that, yeah. Yeah. It's Tuesday.
That's exciting. And do you realize that Mel Kiper's new mock draft drops in just moments from right now?
Oh, it drops today.
I thought so.
Nice.
Maybe I'm wrong.
No, you might be right.
I thought that's what RJ had put in the
probably
in the premature look ahead yesterday.
He probably did.
Just for comparison reasons, Carmelo Anthony won the scoring title in 2013 at 28-7. Brunson is currently, would you say, fifth?
Fifth, yep.
At 27-6.
Mm-hmm. He's having an unbelievable season.
No, but I'm just saying, like, the number to win the scoring title has gone way up in the last decade. What did you say Doncic is at?
Almost 35.
Right. So that's 6-plus points.
Well, that's where, I think that was where Embiid was, too.
35 is the number. There's a lot more scoring now in the NBA than there was.
Yeah, there's a lot more three-point shooting. I mean, look at the amount of threes that get hoisted up in a game.
Too many.
Yeah, Luka's 34-4.
I think Jordan was over 36 one year.
Doncic is almost at Jokic is almost at a triple double right now, too, by the way.
Well, he's averaged a triple double.
Yeah, right now for the season he's almost 26 points. He's got 12 rebounds and 9 assists.
Assists.
No, 9-1.
So he's got some work to do with assists. And Doncic is he's probably not far from a triple double also.
Doncic has got 9 rebounds, almost 10 assists. He's 9-0 rebounds, 9.7 assists.
All right, so it'll be tough for him to get. I mean, do you understand? Remember when Westbrook went triple-double for a year? It was like, we couldn't even fathom that this was happening.
Couldn't fathom it.
Now it's like guys all over the place can get triple-doubles. I saw Wembanyama the other night almost had a quadruple-double.
Oh, him with the blocks now, man.
He had 7 blocks in
that
game.
It's unbelievable. That kid's going to be...
He is going to be awesome. All right, 1-800-919-3776. We haven't heard from any of the Knicks, and that's on me because I haven't played it. We've been so chatty today. We'll hear from the Knicks, and we'll get to the Jets as well. Joe Torre made an appearance on the mound yesterday for the Yankees. We'll get to that as well. 1-800-919-3776, big 7 o'clock hour. CMT involved on 98.7 ESPN. All right, now, for the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every single industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and the experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people
even safer. Call or click Grainger.com or just stop on by and say, hello!
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN New York app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.